This
is
KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
Early voting in the 2018 primaries starts in just over a month, and while politicians are laying out promises of what they'll do if they're elected, we thought we'd explain what the statewide offices actually do. Today, a look at the Texas Agriculture Commissioner. When Texans, mostly farmers and ranchers, sat down to write the Texas Constitution in the 1800s, they actually didn't see the need for an elected agriculture commissioner. That oversight was quickly fixed. KUT's Ben Philpott has more on the office that promotes one of the state's key industries.
Texas agriculture, our crops and our cattle, are known across the country and around the world. The Texas Public Policy Foundation's Bill Peacock says some of that notoriety comes from the efforts of the agriculture commissioner.
Kind of a cheerleader or a marketing aspect, right, to help Texas farmers and ranchers market their products.
And the cheerleading arm of the office, known as Go Texan, can be seen in grocery stores and TV ads across the state.
What is Go Texan? The places we buy the foods we love. Local restaurants, and Texas wines.
The campaign is kind of a statewide version of the Go Local idea. Why buy vegetables from another state when you can pick from that noticeably labeled batch grown right here in Texas? But the office does more than help sell products. It also helps farmers and ranchers successfully grow it. Hugh Brady is a UT Law School professor and heads up the school's legislative lawyering clinic.
If you're a farmer or rancher, there's all some kind of critter trying to get in your business, right? If you raise cotton, it's boll weevils. If you've got cows, it's brucellosis. I mean, there's always something threatening agriculture, and so the office was kind of set up to deal with those things.
The office is also there to make sure farmers and ranchers aren't overdoing it when it comes to fighting off those pests. Again, Bill Peacock.
There's also a regulatory aspect to it, which sometimes they're not quite as happy about, and regulating pesticides and those types of things to make sure that, again, there's an environmental aspect to this office as well.
Okay, so there are some old-school traditional duties of the agriculture commissioner, but the office has gotten a couple of new responsibilities over the last decade that are important, too, starting with the efforts to make school lunches healthier.
It's pretty interesting. The largest part of the ag department today is its newest, and this is the nutrition part of it. It now is a funnel for a lot of federal money that provides nutrition programs to particularly students in schools and those types of things. And that's by far dwarfs everything else that the ag department does.
But Texas is no longer a rural state. In fact, only about 14% of our population lives in rural areas. Hugh Brady says rural economies got hammered during the state's economic troubles in the 80s.
Oil dropped to $6 a barrel, so people who had a side income from their mineral rights, you know, didn't have to make as much off of farming. Well, that dropped out. And you had a couple of droughts, and Willie Nelson had Farm Aid, you know, and all that was going on in the 80s. And there just wasn't a whole lot of, other than the, like, farm extension system and things like that, there wasn't a whole lot of support for rural areas.
But with a state this big, that's still more than 3.5 million Texans living in the countryside. So the legislature created the Office of Rural and Community Affairs to help foster job development and investment in small-town Texas. In 2003, the office was swallowed up by the Department of Agriculture. But what about the rest of us that don't raise cattle or live in Marfa? How does the office help us? Well, your refrigerator is probably stocked with plenty of things grown in Texas. But the office has another almost daily contact with Texans that you may not know about. That's the office's role as certifier of weights and measures.
They do gas pumps. They do weights in grocery stores. Anytime the public is being sold a quantity of something, more than likely the scales or the measurements that are being used are certified by the Ag Department.
So the next time you get a half pound of cheese or a gallon of gas, you have the agriculture commissioner to thank for making sure you're getting what you paid for. Ben Philpott, KUT News.